Today's podcast is about something that most people don't even consider. Everyone knows about psychology and therapy and psychology and everyday life. What they don't realize is that psychologists are behind a lot of aspects of our lives, including marketing, promotion, advertising. And psychologists are really integrated into a lot of aspects of marketing products to the public. Let me give you some examples. Research has shown that people tend to eat more food when they eat off of bright colored plates as opposed to dull colored plates. So one could take a quantum leap and assume that, gee, if we paint the environment of a restaurant bright colors, maybe people might order more food than they really need. And interestingly enough, all fast food restaurants are painted very bright primary colors. So is it possible, if you're serving billions, that maybe even if only 1% of the population fall for it, that is, let's say a million people might overorder because they're being influenced by the colors of the environment. Another piece, in supermarkets, most people who are not in the industry don't realize that corporations, large corporations, actually pay supermarket chains for the right to be on particular shelves, primarily eye-level shelves. And this is called slotting fees. And in some cases, supermarkets actually make more money from slotting fees than they do from selling the product. Now, why do slotting fees exist? Well, corporations know that most people tend to buy more product at eye level than they do if it's lower or higher. People don't want to reach. And so the eye level items catch their eyes, and those are the most purchased items. The next piece is color combinations. Now here's where today's podcast is going. It has been known that for some reason red is a primary color, but what most people don't know is red is a color that sells. And that is that most people will buy something that's boxed or contained in a red colored item as opposed to another color. And the perfect example is today's discussion on Coke and Pepsi. Now, lately, psychologists have been using brain imaging, what we call fMRIs, functional magnetic resonance imaging, to determine what people are doing in terms of their brain when they're, you know, doing things or learning or if there's a dysfunction in the brain. And there was a study that came out of the Baylor College of Medicine in Texas recently that was on a comparison in terms of preferences between Coca-Cola and Pepsi. And it's kind of complicated, but I'm going to try to simplify it for you. What happened was they presented individuals with unlabeled glasses of Coke and Pepsi, and it turns out that there was a 50-50 preference. Some liked Coke, some liked Pepsi. But when they had glasses labeled Coke and unlabeled, it turns out that the people preferred the glasses that were labeled or that contained Coke. Now, both labeled and unlabeled glasses had Coke in them, but when it had a label of Coke on it, they liked it better. Now, interestingly enough, when they did the same thing with Pepsi, in other words, they had glasses that said Pepsi and glasses that said nothing, there wasn't that strong preference for the labeled Coke or the labeled Pepsi in this case. Now, they did MRI brain scans of the individuals while they were, you know, in this particular situation. And interestingly enough, when the subjects were dealing with Coca-Cola labeling, a different part of their brain lit up. So not only does the taste portion of the brain light up when you're drinking, but there was a social identification process of the brain that somehow registered in response to seeing the Coke emblem. So that label, that brand of Coke, obviously induces something in people's brains that make them remember and want that particular item. Now, it's either that Coke is brilliant in branding themselves like that, or it might be that combination of red and white, and that association of red and white is extremely strong. Not a, you know, stronger than, I would say, you know, blue and white, which is the Pepsi sign. Because, you know, it's interestingly enough, when you take Coke and Pepsi and you put them in unlabeled glasses, there isn't that strong preference for Coke. It's a 50-50 split. But when the Coke sign is there, that changes the whole game. Now, I know once I was in a warehouse supermarket, you know, one of those large chains, and I was in a rush, and I picked up a case of what I thought was Coca-Cola, but it wasn't Coca-Cola. It was the store brands, Simply Coca-Cola, or Simply Soda, I think they called it. But the emblem was very similar to Coca-Cola, so much so that I didn't think and I picked it up. Of course, when I got to the register, I discarded it because I didn't want it. But I thought that was an amazing example of how that particular emblem, that particular brand, is embedded even in my brain. So, again, I just want to recap that, you know, psychologists are kind of involved in a lot of things, more than you know. And hope this kind of entertains you. And I'll speak to you soon. Take it easy. It's Dr. Gurr.